Jeff Dowder on the line from Caltech. Can you tell me, Jeff, if how long does it take, first of all, for a spacecraft to fly to Mars, as opposed to just I don't know what I'm thinking of, you know? But how long would men have to be in space?
Well, first of all, Phil, the trip to Mars is time consuming because of the distance. We're talking about a distance of probably anywhere from, in terms of time, anywhere from 10 to 12 months, depending upon the position of Mars at that time in relationship to Earth. But it can be done, and it certainly can be done now with the new warp drive engines that they're working on at NASA, through Teledyne, through Martin Marietta, and some of these other corporations. Also, Grumman has developed a warp coil using a dilithium crystal, which can also be utilized for this kind of travel, because we are approaching the time now where we could probably do warp speed or time, you know, speed at the speed of light, or travel the speed of light.
By the way, I'm talking with Jeff Dowder from Caltech, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know any of the stuff. You can understand I'm not a scientist. When you say a warp coil.
Yeah, warp coil is just a component of a advanced style engine using a highly dense piece of matter to drive or to hyperdrive the engine, and that is to extend the ability of the engine to travel at the speed of light. Now, we have not mastered, obviously, the ability to travel at the speed of light, but we're approaching that. And using these dilithium crystals, because they're so dense, you're able to approach the speed of light because matter becomes denser the closer to the speed of light that you get to it. But the dilithium crystal is a dense piece of matter right there, so you don't have to worry about or be concerned with yourself or anybody else, assuming that state. So the warp engine really mixes matter and antimatter into a fuel that causes a super acceleration, I guess, is what we're talking about.
All right, so using the, how long are we away from doing this?
Oh, I would say probably President Bush spoke of a major manned Mars mission, I believe, sometime in the beginning of the third decade of this century. So I would assume, 15 years or so, but we could certainly have that in a short period of time.
And how much would it cut down on a trip to Mars in terms of time? You're talking 10 to 12 months right now?
10 to 12 months right now, using a warp coil and using a matter-antimatter fuel, we could, I'm trying to do the math right now, increase the speed somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 and probably about 100,000 feet per second. You're talking about probably a trip to Mars taking no more than a week and a half.
Wow. That's the kind of space travel that I guess most of us regular people who are not educated would imagine. Because I spending months in space.
Well, it's not a practical thing. There's been discussions and a lot of science fiction theorizing about suspended animation, cooling the body temperature, and these kinds of things. I don't think that those are... I really think that is strictly, conversation for science fiction. We're talking about hard reality here, where you can utilize, these warp coils, warp engines, dilithium crystals, and the like, to achieve a reality of space travel.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Eric. Hello, Eric. You're on with Jeff Dowder.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on what planet are we farming these dilithium crystals off of?
What is, I don't understand.
Well, dilithium crystals is exactly what Captain Kirk uses to power his Enterprise with the warp coils.
So what is your point?
Well, my point is I want to dispute your credentials as being a Caltech person.
Captain who are you talking about? Captain who?
Captain Kirk of the TV
Captain
show?
Picard, yes, off the TV show. You're absolutely quoting all the information that a Trekkie would know. Being a Star Trek enthusiast.
Let me ask a question here.
Sure.
this guy is, what we're talking about is traveling to Mars. You're telling me this is stuff that's off a TV show?
It's possible that they're using, on a television show, things that are already known to scientists. I don't understand the man's call.
Well, just to make it a simple fact here, Gene Roddenberry in 1967 was writing Star Trek.
The crystals I'm talking about regulate the matter-antimatter reaction, which in turn creates a massive energy.
Right, and that's what Gene Roddenberry's been saying since 1967.
And who is he?
He was the writer of a science fiction TV series.
I don't know.
Called Star Trek.
Gene Blueberry or whatever this guy's saying. But I'm saying.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so what are you telling me, Eric, that this is stuff from a TV show?
Yeah, I'm telling you the gentleman from Caltech is quoting you facts that he's gotten off a TV show, and I doubt that he's actually attended any type of university or college.
Okay, well, I'm...
You know what? You could both go straight to the corner creation known as Hades. Good night.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I was just told to go to hell, I guess.
Was that the Caltech individual there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was definitely...
Well, I'm not familiar. I don't watch a lot of this kind of television. What you're telling me is the stuff that he was talking about was created on a science fiction TV show?
Yeah, there's a science fiction TV show that's been going on since the early...
Okay, hold on for a minute, Eric. Did you call back, sir?
Yes, I did, sir.
Okay, if you want to stay on the air with me, then you hang up. Don't hang up on me.
Okay. I want to ask this gentleman, are you telling me that what I've been talking with Mr. Henry about was on a TV show with a man named Mr. Kirk?
Not only has it been on a TV show, but there are 5 movies, all titled Star Trek, Star Trek 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Beyond, Space and Beyond, and so forth. This series has been on TV for 40 years, and all the information that
you are giving
the crowd here is from that show.
Are you on acid or something? You know what? The both of you can go to hell or the planet Kronos, which is very much like hell on account of smells like sulfur and rotten eggs. Good evening to you.
Okay. Eric, thanks a lot. I think I got my answer, man.
Hey, no problem.
All right, thanks. So Eric tells us that dilithium crystals don't exist. None of this stuff exists. Warp coil, none of that.
That's correct.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
Eric is a Star Trek fan who tells me that this doubter that I just had on is a liar because warp coils and dilithium crystals, they're not working on anywhere. That's all part of, that comes out of a script for a science fiction television show. So as far as, I apologize to my audience, and as far as we're concerned, I guess we're not going to be traveling to Mars at warp speed anytime soon. Yeah, you called back?
But live long and prosper, you jackass.